Rashi says, "Hod the Rama Abaye, then Abaye says, no, love milsi." That's not pshat over here. No, like we said before, it's good. Hod the Rama Abaye, love milsi the Yamri. Why? The Sakot that if you want to think and tell me that the Mokem Shein Kaisvink Subaskinan, that this Mishnah that says if she takes out a get, she has the right to collect the ksuba from the husband, is only talking about in a place when the minig was not to write a ksuba. So then we say the shtar is the shtar ksuba also. But you want to tell me, avol b'makim shekaisim ksuba, but in a place where the minig is like today, where everybody writes up a ksuba, then you want to tell me the din will be different. And then, in a kita ksuba govi, if she comes with a ksuba, then Bezin says, okay, listen, you husband, you have to pay the ksuba. But Eloi, if she doesn't come with a ksuba, she only has her get, then like via, then she doesn't collect. And we don't say this svar of atoyinacha maisa bedin loya maklum. No, since the maisa she doesn't have a shtar, so then the husband is never to say, I paid you up. If you tell me that's the pshat, if so, alamon no min erusin. In the case where they get married, and amona they get married, and amona suba is $100. And let's say her second husband died min erusin, after erusin, before they made the suyin. But my gviya, how does she collect the suba? Because vice versa, the minik, even in the mokum, where they write down the ksuba, they only write the ksuba after Nisuyin. But before Nisuyin, by erusin, they don't write down the ksuba yet. And so in such a case, how could the erusia, how could she collect her ksuba? Rashi says, Lavnilti di armi du mokum shakaisun shtak ksuba yokalita prati. Tim Cain, if so, if the husband is them to say prati, almonim in erusin. The yapa mokum shakaisun and kaisun in erusin. Even in a place when they do write up a ksuba, like in the Gemara's time, they used to make erusin kedushin first, and they first made the suyin 12 months later. So if the husband died in between the 12 months, he has to pay his wife a ksuba. But then they didn't write up a ksubas though yet. They only wrote a ksuba after the suyin. So if the husband is them to say prati, how would she ever collect a ksuba? So Gemara says, true, I'll tell you, b'yede misas. B'yede misas bao. How does she collect only when she has eaten and her husband died? If so, let them lay the parati. If so, let the Yoshin say, my father paid up already. If you're going to tell me that Acha Maisa Bezdin Yikud Taina, so how could the Amon here ever collect Haksuba, Lechura, the Yoshin will say, my father paid up already, our father paid up already. The Chitam maybe will tell me, oh, now that's the Yosh. Mechi teim ahochi nami. Enechnam esal lochataka. That an arusa min anamona min erusin, maybe she come out and be very hot for the collecting suba. For the Gemara and Kainer so, mahu ilu chachom metak noslam. What the chachom made a takona. And Rashi says, she tiknuk suba li arusa. Well, they have kill yitta prati. Like when the chachom go and do something, they always do a good job. The chachom don't stand play around. The chachom do a good job. So what kind of good job did the Chum do over here? Like the Chur, if the Lachur is, there'll be every Amona here. They could always try to say Parati, the Yorsha could say Parati, she's not going to get a Ksuba. So what's the good job over here? Omalei makshisha b'reidu rabchiz the rabashi. First of all, the Amona min erison, the Yistlek Ksuba min Olon. Who told you this all you said? Who told you an Amona min erison? In a case where they didn't even make Nisuyin yet, they only made Kedushin. And then her husband died, she's an Amona now, who says she gets a ksuba? Maybe Enechnami. Maybe in such a case the Rabbanu will not misakin a ksuba. Maybe the Rabbanu won't misakin a ksuba to be paid up if they have Nisuyin. But maybe if they only had Erison, they didn't make Nisuyin yet, who said b'chol they made a takona for the ksuba that Yeskin Yakasha, where was the takona if the husband could always say Parati? Maybe Enechnami, maybe there's no takona that she gets a ksuba altogether. Elam, if you want to tell me, mihod etanan. From this time we learned the Mishnah in Ksubis. That the Gemara says there, Nis'ar malo oinizgarsha, if an isha becomes an amona, her husband dies. Oinizgarsha, or else an isha that receives a get. It says clearly, bein min erusin, whether they only had kedushin so far, they didn't make nisuyin yet, or bein min anisuyin, whether they already made nisuyin, and then the husband dies and gives a get. The lachra in both cases are, goyver sakil. She has a right to collect everything. So here we see clearly that an amona, in a case where the husband dies, even though they only had erusin, she has the right to collect the ksuba. So she has the right to collect the ksuba. How come? Like the husband should be able, the yorshim of the husband should be able to say, parati, if you hold hatoy nachamais the business on maklum. So what's the big takon of the rabbanon to pay a ksuba? She never collected. Sumara says, enechnami, dil mahechi dikosavlo. The ik that halacha there, when it says that she collects the ksuba is only if the husband wrote her a ksuba before Nisuyin and Echanami. Like, if the husband doesn't write a ksuba like normally they don't, she doesn't have a right to collect it in Echanami. Just if the husband went ahead and wrote up a ksuba and Echanami, then she'll collect it because she has the ksuba. The chitim, if you want to tell me if they're talking about the shiaz ksuba, so ma'ala meimra, what do you have to tell me? Them shita. Like if the amona has the ksuba, of course she could collect. So Mar says still the chiddush is liyafuki mid Reb Loza ben Azaya. The teacher is not like Reb Loza ben Azaya. The yom of Reb Loza ben Azaya says a story like this: shele kos of law elo amanas lekainsa. Loza ben Azaya says even if a husband writes up the ksuba for his wife b'shas erusin before nisuyin, he only means to give over to be mechayiv himself to pay the ksuba if they have nisuyin. Even though he wrote it before Nisuyin, he only meant to, I'm writing you the shtar now, that later when we make Nisuyin, then I'll have a chiyuv to pay you up the ksuba. But not before. That's the chiddush kamashma, not like that. The chiddush is no. Yeah. Is this rechlei? I have to tell me, not like him, that is saying a case where the husband wrote up the ksuba to his wife, b'shas erusin, halacha is she has a right to collect everything. And we don't sell a gablozim in Azaya. So Rashi says, l'kosav l'asatayshis. It could be the taisis that Yikki Chiddush is. No, Reb ben Azaya agrees. The actual $100 or $200, that taka could be chal as soon as he writes it up. But when you write up a ksuba, usually you add extra money off. You make a taisis ksuba. The extra money, the husband is mechayiv himself if he'll have to pay up the ksuba. So Reb ben Azaya says the extra money that the husband is writing in the ksuba, he only means to be mechayiv himself to pay up if they make nisuyin. So here, this Mishnah says not like that. Here the Mishnah says that Nesamon is Garsha, even in Erisin, it says, Goybeth HaKoyl. She has a right to collect everything. What's called HaKoyl? HaKoyl means not only the actual 200 or 100 of the Ksuba, but even the Taisvis. Even what the husband added on more than the actual Chiyah Ksuba, also she has a right to collect. So that's the Chiddush over here. That when the husband wrote the Ksuba after Erisin before Nesuyin, even though it's before Nesuyin, still she has a right to collect everything, even the Taisvis. Not like Reb Loza ben Azaya. That's the Chiddush. Then Echnami is only when she has a ksuba. But it could be if she doesn't have a ksuba, and Echnami, then she cannot collect. So therefore, so we don't have a clear proof yet to his first halacha, that what Reb Chiya bar Avin wanted to say to him, Reb Yechanan, to say, Atoy Nachamai Zabez, Leom Akum, we don't have a proof of that yet. Mora says, Dekanem, I bring a proof over here also, Rashi says, the cost of Leimari, that here the Mishting ksuba is talking about where the husband wrote a ksuba. I'll bring a proof of this. Diktoni says, Goybeth HaKoyl. She has a right to collect everything, even the Taisus. So now, Iyam with Bishleim with the cost of life, we're talking about that she has the Ksuba in front of her hands. She's holding on to a Ksuba. Hainu the Kotoni, Goybeth HaKoyl. That's why it's good now. When she comes to Bezdin, she collects everything. Because she has the Ksuba telling her silly how much money the husband of the Yerushimoa. Eli Yamrit, you want to tell me. Eli Yamrit. To like Kosovo, we're talking about no. Well, she doesn't have a Ksuba. Just to get is the proof. Or else the Aden Nisa, once the Aden say her husband dies, that's the proof that she collects. And so, my Goybeth HaKoyl, what do you mean she collects everything? Mono Messiah Mudi Yisle, that's all. All she could get at most is either 100 if she was an Amona, or a Messiah if she was a Psula. But not more. Because there's no soup in front of us, so what kind of taste is there? Rashi says, Miachash Lahisni Mo Klum Maya Taisis. If there's no ksuba involved, they don't write up a ksuba, there's no taisis involved. So the Chur is a clear proof that that Mishnah is talking about where she does have a ksuba. So you have no proof to our shadow then. In a case where there's no ksuba in Echnami, maybe the husband is never to say, Parati, we have no proof. And also from here there's no proof to say also that there's a takana that an amona gets a ksuba in Erisin. We have no proof from here. Here it's going to talk about where the husband wrote up a ksuba. But the mocking where they do not write up the ksuba in Echnami. Maybe the amono does not collect the ksuba in Erisin. You have no proof yet. So much the Ella, I'll bring you proof from here. The Ella Midatoni Rav Chiya Barami. Ishtoy Arusa. If you have your wife, that you only made Kedushin, you only made Erisin, you didn't make the suin yet. Halacha is Loyainin. Let's say he's a Kayin, and then she dies. So Loyainin, you're not a Loyainin over her. Rashi says, Eina Ninas Chalalov Liister Achilas Kachim. Like this, a kohen, when he's an oinin, he can't eat kachim. So if the husband's a kohen and his wife, he only had kedushin, not nesuyin, he doesn't have a din oinin on him. For loy metamalo, he's not allowed to bury her. Like this, if after nesuyin and your wife dies, the kohen's allowed to bury his wife. But if he only made erisin, he can't bury his wife. The chen he the opposite way also. The chen he she loy anenis. She doesn't come an oinin over her husband. Therefore, she's a bas kohen now, she's allowed to eat truma. V'loy metame loy. And she does not be metame tim. Rashi says, lav mishum kuna kama. Not because she's a bas kohen, because a bas kohen is not to be metame herself. She also means to say, lein is kukul etame loy. She doesn't have to bury him. The mechiv is not chal. So Rashi says, she mitzvah tasek b'shiva meisei mitzvah murim b'pashas tziv lo yitame v'tanya lo yitame mitzvah. We don't force them.
Yeah.
So therefore, we don't have to force it. She doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Now, Mesa, let's say she dies. If your wife, that's only in Arusa, only after Kedushin dies, Eina Yorsha. You don't Yashina. Rashi says, Yerusha Sabah Naflon. That is the Alochim derives that the husband Yashins his wife. That's in the Pasuk of Mishayro Yakorve love. The Mishpachtoi. The Yorashoisoi. And we Dashin, Osheira means after Nisuyin. If you only had Kedushin, she's not called Sheva yet, so the husband doesn't Yashin his wife, only after Kedushin. Mesu, let's say the husband dies after Erisin, Goyva Ksubasai. It says clearly here, the Almana collects the Ksuba, even though it's only been Erisin. Gemara says again, no, Duma the Kosovo, here also, maybe the Ksuba was written. Maybe here somewhere the husband wrote her Ksuba. The Chitain, if you're going to tell me again, the Kosovo, Mala Memra. If we're talking about that the husband wrote her a Farish Ksuba, so what's the Chidus that she collected? Of course she collects it. So Gemara says, Mesa, in the time of the other part of the Kedushin. Mesa, when your wife dies, after Kedushin, Eina Yosha, Yitzchakle, that's the Kiddush. Then the Chanami, it could be that she collects the Ksuba is only in a case where the husband wrote a Ksuba. But the Mokim, the husband, did not write a Ksuba, maybe there's no Takana that in Erisin she gets a Ksuba. So again, we have no proof. So Gemara says, Elo.
So therefore the Gemara says, Elo Rava Abaya, Migufa de Mastisan Kodabe. Abaya himself changed around his pshat from the goof of the mission itself. Again, like before, we first wanted to bring the raya, hitzi get, shinchi collects, that's the raya, tuyinachamai sebezin loyam lakum. So then Abaya asked the question first, maybe no. Maybe it's only the mokim shen kaisung suva. But the mokim shen kaisung suva won't be this halacha. Then Abaya changed around from this mission itself. From this mission itself, he said, I have a proof that it can't be talking about only because the mokim shen kaisung suva, but the mokim kaisung suva, the Baal will be named to say parati, because if so, it doesn't make sense. Why? Because he says, these sakadai tripi, you want to tell me that the mokim shen kaisung suva skinon, we're only talking about in a place that people do not write up ksubis. Therefore, the get hain ksuba, therefore it says that when she comes out with her get, she's never to collect the ksuba, because the get is like the ksuba. More is the question, is this true? Auto get mono masayim ksivdei? In the get itself, does it say anything about $100 or $200? It doesn't say how much money she has the right to collect. So how could you tell me the get itself is like the ksuba? Alright, turn over. So the man says, well, he tell me, maybe tell me though, but kivun that kinu rabbenu le migvele, since the rabbenu were misakim, but an isha, like in the mokum, they don't write exuber, so with the get itself, she has a right to collect the money. So since with the get, that's the takana, whenever she comes to Bezin and shows that she has a get, she has a right to collect the money, the exuber, maybe that's command exib by dummy. That's the thing that's written inside the get, that there's exuber. Therefore, maybe we are born, and that's why she has a right to collect with the get. So Mara says no, but litton the labor for Ati. If so, why can't the husband say, I paid you up already? If it's only the pshat is that really, the mokim shekaisung suba, she's not neman. It's only the mokim shekaisung suba, then the get helps. So if so, even the mokim with the get, why can't the husband tie the prati though? If you tell me now that if we're stam meister best, then you could find a prati. So the Bible is proof to say it's not stam medin b'mokam shein kaisung suva, but rather all over, even in b'mokam shein kaisung suva, there's such a locha that the Bible is not known to say prati, because the klal is ein toy nasha meister best din klum. Now, the Chita maybe you say not like that. The Aminulay I Parati I Bodalachola Mikrayu? No, you know why here the husband can't say Parati, not because it's a Maisa Bezdin, but maybe because Pashal Giret, that if it's really true that the husband paid up the Ksuba, so the husband should have taken the get and ripped it up. Omulam, this will say back, no, that's no proof. Lay Shat Kosam, because she doesn't let him rip it up. Omulam, she says back like this. Dina Leon Suberbait, listen, I want to get married soon. So I need to get for proof that I'm really migracious. So therefore, he pays up the ksuba even though she doesn't give him back the get. So the question is, why isn't the husband then with the say parati? So he tell me, maybe you'll tell me, I'm meaning like, still you said back to the husband, no. Really, you should have ripped up this get. Like, if you paid up, then you should have ripped up the get. Your wife says, the ex-wife says she wants a proof that she's ingratious. Well, Nichtav Agabe, we should have written on the back, Agabe Gita Dinan, that we should have wrote back on the back that Gita Dinan, this get, the Karuna that we ripped up, Lay Mishum the Gita Psulu, not because it's a get also. The only reason why Bezdin us ripped up this get now is in order that you should not be able to use it for another ksuba, to collect a second time. So still, maybe that's the reason why the husband is not member to say Parati. Not because it's a Meister Bezdin, but the reason why it's not member is because otherwise he should have ripped up the get. So one says no. Every time an Isha collects a ksuba, is it always done in Bezdin? In other words, sometimes the husband will pay rep outside Bezdin. So there's no time, there's no question upon the husband, how come he didn't rip up the get? Because outside Bezdin, the Isha will not let him rip up the get, because she wants a proof that she can get married. It's only if it's done in front of Bezdin, then we say Bezdin should write like an Ishtar, or on the back of his get, Bezdin should write a proof that you're sitting aggressive. So therefore, sometimes the husband pays up the ksuba outside Bezdin. So it's a question. If you say that all over, when you turn Acha Meister Bezdin, you're Nemet to say Prati, so also, why isn't the husband Nemet to say Prati? So this is Rabbi's proof that the reason why the law is when she has a get, she has a right to collect the ksuba, and we do not believe the husband, if he says Prati, is because of such a cloud, there's no difference. Whether it's a Malkim Shekais from ksuba, whether it's a Malkim Shekais from ksuba, doesn't make a difference. But the law is, like we said before, that Hatoya Naicha Meister Bezdin is Leyom Aklum. Whoever complains after a Meister Bezdin like a get, or like a ksuba, or the Indian deploying to pay off a ksuba is like a Meister Bezdin, so whatever is a Chayvis. Through Bezdin, so is Ein Toyin Klum, you have no right to find a Prati, so that's why your buyer was Chayvis. That's why your buyer also admits now that Lemaisa, you can't tie no Prati. Now the Mishnah says, Motzah Gita Noshin, if somebody found a get Isha in the street, Rosh B'Shechuri Yavodim, you find a Shtar Shechur of an Eved, Eved Kanana that was freed, Daidiki, you find a will in the street, Matana, you find a Shtar Matana, Ruvain gave over Shimon his field for a present, Rosh B'Shechuri, you find a receipt, when somebody paid up, a receipt that he paid up, is a Reza Layachzer. All these different stories you're not supposed to return to the owner. Shaniyem, because we're afraid to say, maybe Ksuvim Hoyu, maybe these things true were written up, the Baal wrote up a get, or the Odin wrote up a Shtar Shechur for Zevid, but the Nimna Chalayim Shlo Litnan, maybe the owner changed his mind not to give it over to Zevid, not to give the present, not to give the get. Therefore, since there's a Reyesa that the Shtar was lost, therefore we're afraid and we don't give it, return it. So Morris says, Taima, what's the reason of the Mishnah why we don't return it? The Nimlach Shlom Litan, only because we're afraid, like maybe the husband decided not to give the get. Ho'omatunu, Bamashpa, for yes, the husband, and he says, no, I still want to give her a get. So even though he lost the get in between, and now somebody finds it, you give it back to the husband, and he has a right to use this get. Nice that we do use the get. Fiafinu is man merubi, even in a long time. So this Gemara is a question, and we may have a question about this. We have a Gemara in Gittin that says, Hamei v'get, if a shliach is bringing a get, v'yavad himenu, and he loses the get. So it depends. Not so liyalter, if the shliach finds the get right away, kosher, then he's allowed to use his get. But if in lav, if he doesn't find the get right away, possibly can't use his get. And why? Because we're afraid maybe it's somebody else's get? So Rashi says, it means how long the caravan will pass by. But we wait longer than that, we're afraid maybe it's somebody else's get. So even though the husband says not to give it, still we can't give it. And now Mishnah smash only because we're afraid he doesn't want to give it. But if he says yes, we would use it. So my answers are, my rabbi, it's the pay like cash to the theory here. Kam the mokim shashiyoris mitsuyais, kam the mokim shenashiyoris mitsuyais. Our Mishnah is only talking about a place where caravans don't travel there. There's not shchiyah for other people to be there. So therefore, you lost the get. So now, if they find it, and the husband says, yes, I want to use this get, we would use the get, and we're not afraid maybe it fell from somebody else. Over there in the Gemara Gittin, that's mashma, if the shliach loses the get, and he finds it a little bit later, he can't use it. That's the makom sheyarish mitzuyas. That's the makom that people travel a lot there, therefore afraid maybe somebody else lost his get, and the get you found now is somebody else's get. So you can't use it, it wasn't written l'shmo. Now the Gemara answers, that you should know, the Gemara says, right there, the afidu b'makom sheyarish mitzuyas. even in a place where people travel a lot, still, for who shahuchser shnei yeser ben shimon birachas? That's what the Gemara in Gittin says, that the shliach finds the get a little bit later, he can't use it. That's also only providing that the person in this shtar, his name, let's say, was Yeser ben Shimon, we know that there was also another person, Yeser ben Shimon, in this city. So therefore, we're afraid that maybe the get that you lost is lost, and the get that you found now is a new get that that person wrote. But in the case that there are no two people that we know about in the city, then we're not afraid, even though you're losing in a place where a lot of people are there, still, since it has the names that you know about, you're allowed to use this get. And the Gemara says, if you're not going to say like this, then I'll tell you, Kasha the Rabba, how does Stephen Rabba? To you who gave you, there was a get. To Ishtakach Bedina the Rafuna. To was found by the Bezdin of Rafuna. To have a Gita, the who Gita, the have a custom, it was written inside it, the names of the people, and it was written that the person lived, the Shviri, most of the Arachas Nora, in this city Shviri, on the river of Rachas. The Rambam of Huna, Huna said, you should know, Chayshina Lishnei Shviri, that if a person lost the get there, and then they found it a little bit later, were afraid maybe it was somebody else's get. Therefore, the get is no good. So Rashi says, after Pisha, bo echad lefaneinu v'yomah mimeni nofel, it fell for me, still we're afraid to say maybe it's somebody else. Now, v'yomah le rechizu v'chidu said l'rabba, puk ayin bo, look into this halacha, make sure you're right. To the yotu, because at night time, boi menach refuna, refuna will ask you this question. Nofel, see, went out back and he found the duck, he looked, v'yashkech and he found like this. It's not, we learned like this, kol maise bezn areze yachzer, any maise bezn you're supposed to return. So that's what Rabbi Paskin over here. That even though there was a name written on it, the city Shira, that somebody said we're afraid maybe there are two cities, he said no. Rabbi said you're allowed to return the shtar. So the question is why? For that Beidina, the shtar, this get was found by the Bezdin of Rav Huna. So now here's the question, for that Beidina, the Rav Huna, by the Bezdin of Rav Huna, the Chimakim Shashiyah Smutsiyah Dami, it's like a place that people travel by there. So Mokum, everybody goes in the Bezdin. And still, the Kaposhek Rabbi the Yachzer. Rabbi still says, even though you lost your shtar, get there. Later, when somebody finds it, even later, you're allowed to use it. So the question is why? Since the Shiur Samitsu is there, why are we afraid maybe it fell for somebody else? I don't know, what do we see? That's only Ihuk Sukhushna Yesub and Shimonin. If we know there's another person in the city with the same name as you, then we're afraid maybe it's his get that you're finding now. But Iloiloi, if we do not know that there are two people in the city with the same name, then we're not afraid it's his get. If even though you lost your get in a place a lot of people travel, if you find it even later, and it has your names on it, you're not allowed to use it. As only the Mokum, we know for sure there are two people with the same name, then we're afraid maybe the other person lost it, then it's really his get. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're holding that Yud Ches Amud Beis. Again, Lamar just answered it wasn't this, otherwise it would have zero on Rabba and Rabba. We just said, he said that when are we Cheshish, not to give back a get and maybe it fell from somebody else, only when we have two problems involved. When it's a Sheyorah Mitzuya, when it's a Mokum that people go there, and also when it's Hulksak, Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, when we know for sure there are two people in the same city. That last Gemara again was, that the Yisrael, the Kasha was, that the Rabbah, the case was, the Hugita, the Shaka Bedin of Rav Huna, that they found the get by the Desna of Rav Huna, and that because the day was written there, Bishurim, most of the Arachas Norah,